Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. It is May 3rd. It's Friday. Happy Friday, happy weekend. It wasn't so happy an afternoon yesterday because right after we recorded our podcast on Wednesday, I was editing it yesterday afternoon and my hard drive went kaput. It got destroyed. It was crashed and the data on it wasn't recoverable, which means that the hour-long podcast that Luke, Andy, and I did on Wednesday evening is possibly lost. In its place here today, I submit another podcast. It is a conversation that I had yesterday with Katie Ryan. Katie is the founder of the Line of Scrimmage blog. It is the official Cal Poly football blog, and it can be found at calpolyfootball.wordpress.com. We're big fans of WordPress here at Fansmanship, and so I would encourage you to check it out. I talked to Katie about spring practice. Cal Poly has four quarterbacks vying for the number one spot in spring ball, and they're all pretty good. They all have their own kind of niche places where they may be really good. There isn't really a consensus, and so it's kind of an interesting spring as far as who's going to be the number one quarterback coming out of it. Because I've heard people talk about all four as being possibilities. So here's my conversation with Katie Ryan. No music, no intros, no outros. It's just straight audio today on the Fansmanship.com podcast because the hard drive on the computer that we use is toast. We're efforting to get all the stuff back, but until then, hope you can enjoy this conversation with Katie Ryan. Once again, welcome to the Fansmanship.com podcast. It is Thursday, May 2nd, and I told her I'd have her back on. We had her on earlier in the year. Our guest today is Katie Ryan from the Line of Scrimmage blog, which is the official Cal Poly football blog. Is that all correct?
That is all correct.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you doing?
Well, you told me before we started here that you just got done with the midterm.
I did.
How is that like to be managing a blog and then also like kind of going to school and doing everything that's in relation to that as well, all at the same time?
It's a lot of work managing the blog and doing the football team's PR. It's kind of like a full-time job, so I have to manage that along with my schoolwork. But I feel like I have a lot of practice with it because I've been doing it since my freshman year, and I just love it, so I make time for it.
So this is the start of your fourth or fifth season? Then I guess technically, yeah, which will be next year.
Yeah.
And next year is your senior year.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to graduate from Cal Poly in 4 years. Are you going to be done in four or five?
I'm going to be done in four, which is really sad. I don't want to leave, but I don't know. Hopefully the football team can go on without me.
And maybe send you out winners. Last time I talked to you, it was kind of right before the last few games of the season. Mm-hmm. The Sam Houston State game was their last game of the year.
Yeah.
Describe kind of where did you watch that game? What were kind of your thoughts about it? I know for me, I was driving from way down in Southern California all the way up to watch the basketball team in St. Mary's.
Mm-hmm.
So I was driving for like a 10-hour drive, and so I just listened to the game in the car.
Right.
And kind of went through like the ups and the downs of everything. Yeah. Were you able to catch the game on like a TV or a video feed, or did you listen to it?
I did. I was watching the game actually with some of the players that were injured, and they weren't able to travel. Right. So like Mike Freeman, I was over at his house actually watching the game. There's a lot of emotions going on in that room for sure. There was a lot of sometimes yelling at the TV, a lot of emotions, but I mean, we had a good season, we fought really hard, and we impressed a lot of people. Yeah. We won the Big Sky Championship. So.
Yeah, first year in the conference, yeah. Won the Big Sky title, went to the playoffs, and went to the playoffs, on the back of a really strong offense,
mm-hmm.
And what you saw in the playoff game was kind of the opposite of that. It was kind of the defense that kept Cal Poly in the game during that game. The offense really couldn't do a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting to see kind of which unit steps up the most, I think, for the upcoming season, the defense kind of having the momentum coming off of the playoff game.
Yeah, I can definitely attest that our defense is incredible. I mean, we have three linebackers that could probably be one of the best linebacking corps in the country. I mean, we have Nick DeZubnar, we have Johnny Millard, and then taking Kenny Jackson's place this year is going to be Cam Ontko, and he's a baller. They're all great guys.
And is it Dezubnar that moved to the middle linebacker, and then Ontko came in to fill his spot, right? Or
yes.
They kind of all shifted. Like everybody's kind of in a little bit of a new place. So what's spring practice been like in general? You said that you've been to most of the practices. I came out to one of them. I was out at like 7 in the morning. It was cold then. It's really warm now, and it's like a beautiful day today. But describe kind of going out to the practice field early, kind of what that kind of what that feeling's like out there.
Yeah, well, the two different practices, there's the weekday practices, and those are in the morning, and then there's the Saturday practices. I'll start off with the morning ones. Morning practices, my alarm goes off at 5:30 a.m., but it's kind of rough getting out of bed, and I know the players feel the same way, but once you're out on the field, like, the atmosphere out there is incredible, and there's no place that I would rather be. Everybody's cheering, everybody's having a good time, smiles are on their face, people are joking around. It is really cold, spring practices, because of the wind.
6 a.m. at Poly Canyon. It's chilly out there. The football players definitely have their gloves on. I was noticing
they're wearing their tights.
So is the soccer team. They're wearing their like full like jackets and you know athletic pants and things like that. They're not out there in their shorts or anything.
No way. Sure. I'm definitely wearing like three layers and my UGG boots and everything. But it's definitely cold, but it's fun. Out there taking pictures. The sun's usually not even out yet, but it comes out near the end of practice.
I always kind of like that feeling. It's kind of like this group's out there, and like it makes you feel like you're out there doing something that nobody else is.
Definitely. It's kind of
practicing that early.
It's kind of like their own they're a team. It's like their own little club. You're out there. It's really isolated because it's kind of on the further end of campus, so it kind of gives them the opportunity just to focus on what they need to do.
For sure. Right at the beginning of spring practice, Cal Poly lost their offensive coordinator to Georgia Tech. I've seen some information about new coaches. Are they out there yet? What's that looking like as far as the team goes?
They're definitely still looking at coaches and stuff. I mean, it's not really up to me to say anything or reveal anything quite yet. But, there's going to be some good moves going on with some of the coaches. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
So you think people have an idea about who people are going to be, but maybe after it has to kind of
after spring ball, because right now everybody's just transitioning from Coach Cook leaving.
Right.
But he's really excited about his job.
Still out here and doing spring? No, he's done. He's gone.
He left really quickly. Yeah. And I actually got a chance to talk to him after he left, and he's really excited, and he wishes Cal Poly the best of luck. But it's a great job opportunity for him, and we all wish him the best.
Anytime you get to go to the ACC and have a position there, that's you can't ding the guy for that.
Yeah.
So there aren't any additional coaches that have been out there with them in the spring.
We have a new defensive line coach his name is Coach Enna, and he replaced our old defensive line coach who went to Wyoming.
Right.
I'm sure you heard about that.
Yeah,
so he's out there, and he's doing a great job. All the players really love him. I've been talking to our captain, Sullivan Groves, about it because he's
on
the D-line, and he's definitely an NFL prospect for the next season, and he just loves the new coach. He's saying that he's going to be able to learn so much from him, and he's doing a really good job.
Awesome. And, it's kind of funny that we lose the defensive line coach to Wyoming at Cal Poly after beating them. You know, it's kind of one of those upshot things. You start beating teams like that, and they go, wow, I really like the way Cal Poly's defensive line played. Maybe we need to take their coach. And teams can kind of do that. Not that that was exactly probably what happened, but I'm sure it had something to do with it, right? I mean, they get exposed to what's going on there. So without the new offensive coordinator in there, it's mostly Coach Walsh, right? I mean, running offensive and offensive schemes along with the
Coach T. He's going to be the new offensive coordinator.
And so talk about kind of that transition, and what have you seen there?
It's a really nice transition, actually, because he is also he focuses on the offensive lineman, because that's what he was doing before, and now he's moved to offensive coordinator.
Right.
And all the guys have he's been here before, and he's been here for a really long time, so the guy's really adapted really well. He's a great playmaker. It's really nice to see him have, a much more vocal role out at practice than he used to. Not saying that he wasn't vocal before, but now he's just more in the spotlight, you could say.
Right. We'll talk about the quarterbacks in a second.
Yeah.
But you've been around a couple of the Saturdays,
mm-hmm.
and when you said there's been a lot of people around the practice field, kind of watching, a lot of kind of fans coming out
mm-hmm.
and checking things out. I think it's one of the most intriguing situations as far as quarterbacks go.
The race for the quarterback position.
It's a huge deal. But just generally offensively, are we going to see, I mean, about half of the plays went out of shotgun last year,
mm-hmm.
and that wasn't something that they did a lot of in previous years. It was
right.
definitely an uptick there. Is that something that you think they're going to go more and more towards as this year goes on, kind of more of a spread offense, maybe even passing? And if so, we'll talk about the quarterbacks in a second,
yeah.
but, you know, kind of how that affects that, too.
I think the quarterbacks that we have all competing for the starting spot this year, they all have really powerful arms, and they can throw the ball really far, and they're really good in the spread offense. So I think the spread offense is going to be more integrated into this offense than maybe so in previous years. But, I mean, we're definitely sticking to the triple option for sure, because that's just traditional Cal Poly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So this... it's not going away from the triple option by any means, but it might be more out of the shotgun, maybe more
yeah.
more split out kind of situation.
Definitely, because we have
different looks.
Yeah, all the quarterbacks competing all can definitely adapt to that style of offense as well.
Right. That being said, which of the quarterbacks, there's four of them. And
four.
And the crazy thing about it for me has been just that you read about it, you hear the coaches talk about it. It seems like everybody has their own opinion, and there's no like consensus, like, and maybe there is now. But going into camp or first week of camp,
mm-hmm.
everybody got the same amount of snaps. There's no, like, consensus number, even, like, a top two
yeah.
that have kind of narrowed down. It was like, well, I like, you know, I've heard people say, I like Vince Moraga, and I've heard other people say, well, maybe Vince Moraga's fourth, or Chris Brown's fourth, or Chris Brown's the best, or,
yeah,
you know, Tanner's the best, or Dano's the best, so on and so forth. What's your take on that? Can you talk a little bit about each one, maybe, and kind
yeah.
of what their strengths are? Running, passing, more traditional quarterbacks, more traditional triple option quarterbacks.
Okay, yeah. I guess I'll start with Vince. Vince is definitely the most experienced out of all the quarterbacks. He's been here the longest.
Right.
He knows the offense really well.
He'll be a junior or senior. Senior.
He will be a senior.
I believe he'll
yes.
be an upperclassman either
yeah.
way. He's the oldest one of them all.
Yeah, he is. So he definitely knows the offense backwards and forwards. He
right.
knows what he's doing. He's a vet out there for sure. All the guys... he has their respect.
Right.
So he can basically do everything just because he knows the offense so well.
Right.
Dano is actually a transfer this year from the Air Force Academy.
Yep.
He's slippery. He can run. And it's kind of challenging for the other guys to catch up with him. He's fast. He can, like, weave in and out of the defense.
Right.
So I think that's definitely one of his strengths. He's a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Tanner Trozen is going to be a redshirt freshman in the fall.
He redshirted last year.
He did.
Right.
He can throw.
Right.
He can throw really far. He has a really powerful arm. And he went to high school at Folsom High, and he shattered records up there. He
right.
shattered state records for passing. Yeah, for passing. So.
Which kind of makes you wonder, like, what's he doing in Cal Poly, unless that's the way that the offense wants to go, but... I feel like the offense is going to be designed around which quarterback is the most effective
yeah.
as opposed to vice versa.
Right. I think it's just going to be what the quarterback's strength is going to be
yeah.
and then kind of plan the offense around that.
Great. So if you see Tanner Trozen out there, it's going to be probably we're going to be passing more.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be more of that kind of air,
yeah.
air game. Talk about Chris Brown.
Chris Brown is going to be a sophomore next season. And he's just an all-around great quarterback. He has a powerful arm as well. He can run. He can do it all as well. It's going to be really interesting to see because I don't even know, like, what's going to happen. It's
on
I think
Saturday.
Yeah, a lot will happen after the spring game. I think that'll tell a lot because they're going to be in a game-like situation.
Right.
So, I mean, while we've had scrimmages and everything on the weekends and on Saturdays, I think an actual game-like situation out in Spanos Field is going to tell so much.
Yeah, I thought last year Chris Brown looked – it was him and Broadus last
mm-hmm.
year kind of in the spring game for whatever – and Moraga got some
yeah.
snaps too.
Mm-hmm.
But Brown was kind of the second guy at the spring game anyway. They kind of wanted to give
yeah.
him some time. And he was really impressive last year, just the way he moved. Andre Broadus was a good, you know, kind of option quarterback. But athleticism-wise, Chris Brown, I feel like, you know, taller,
mm-hmm.
lankier.
He's very tall.
He's effortless once he gets going from
mm-hmm.
a speed perspective. When he gets around the corner, There's that kind of big play ability that while Andre made good decisions, he probably wasn't going to like outrun a lot of safeties and cornerbacks.
Right.
He was more of kind of a thicker kind of pounding quarterback. Chris is going to, yeah, if he's the guy, that was the thing that really impressed me last year. And kind of why I was wondering, like I kind of had pictured, okay, this is going to be like Chris or Vince this year. And then, you know, you hear about Tanner and Dano coming in, and now it's kind of all free for all. Talk about who's kind of impressed you in those spring games, or who has impressed the coach, or who has kind of drawn the ire of the coach in the spring game. I know there were a couple guys who, one or two, who like didn't handle the football real well in the first one, in the first scrimmage a couple Saturdays ago, and then this last Saturday I didn't hear much about. So enlighten me.
Right. In the last scrimmage, I definitely think Dano impressed me. He's just fast. He's a runner. He kind of reminds me of the way Tim Tebow runs in games, or how he used to at Florida. He's a runner. It's just, I don't know, that really impresses me, because while Andre would run in games last season, it's nothing like Dano does.
Right.
So it's interesting. And then
he's you said he's slippery, so he's Andre kind of welcomed contact a lot of the time. He would lower his shoulder.
Yeah, he would like kind of barrel through.
Right, you're talking
defense.
About a guy who maybe has a little bit more shifty and a little bit faster, right?
Yeah, he like jukes through that defense.
And he's a pretty big guy too, right, Dano?
He's not
huge, but he's
right.
But he's probably thicker than like Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is more of kind of the just pure like sprinting kind of quarterback,
he's
right?
Tall, lanky, definitely.
Right. A lot of skills there. Mm-hmm. So who else? Talk a little bit more about the...
I mean, Vince always just knows what he's doing. He's just such a vet.
He doesn't make mistakes, right?
No, he's very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
He's very consistent. He always does a great job. Tanner, like, I don't know, like, kind of just all their strengths just play out when they're in their games. Like, Tanner can just throw a ball all the way down the field, and Cole Stanford will just be there catching the ball and just running it down for a touchdown. Just perfect.
Yeah.
And then Chris, it'll be interesting to see how many, or if he gets played in the spring game, because right now he has a hurt left hand.
Oh, he's injured himself in the spring, okay.
Yeah, but he's still practicing. I mean, he's still throwing just with one hand, so it makes it more difficult. I'm not sure, as of Wednesday, he was still taped up, so we'll see what happens on Saturday.
And I think that's the thing that I wonder about with Chris. I talked about how kind of Andres is kind of a thicker guy who could take a lot of pounding in the running game. Chris, while he's probably, you know, maybe one of the faster, more athletic guys as far as the quarterbacks go, I sometimes wonder about whether a skinnier guy can take the kind of pounding that Andre Broaddus took last year. Or over the last couple of years. I think that's probably the concern, right? I mean,
yeah, it'll definitely be interesting. I mean, they're all extremely talented, and it's such a good competition to see them out there just competing every day. So I'm excited to see what happens.
Is it also a problem? Does one of these guys, like, at the end of the spring, coach is going to have a depth chart probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have maybe a number one guy. I don't know for sure. You know, who knows? He said he'd like to. I read in the Tribune and stuff.
You want to have that leader established.
You want to have that. So say there is a number one and a number two and a number three and a number four.
Mm-hmm.
If you're the number four guy and all these guys except Moraga are relatively young, they're all freshmen or sophomores, do you see a guy like changing positions maybe? Is that even a possibility for any of them if they're not the top three? I mean, when you're not the top three, that's a tough place to be
right.
as far as even getting on the field ever. And with athletes like you're talking about, especially like Dano and Chris, are any of these guys like possibilities as far as that goes too, you think?
Well, I know we've seen in the
past. None of them want to talk about it, right?
Right.
No, that's not like
they're all competing.
Right.
I know we've seen in the past, like Doug Shumway used to be a quarterback, and then he ended up changing positions. I mean, he's out there helping out with the quarterbacks actually still. He's still out there every morning.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. I don't see any of them changing positions. They're all pretty pure quarterbacks.
Right.
So I think they're all just going to go out there, compete, and do their best, and then we'll just see what happens.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting to see kind of like what the fallout is, because if you're the fourth guy and you're a freshman or something like that, or even a sophomore, you know, what do you do then? I don't know. It sucks, but
yeah,
it's just that thing.
I think they're all really driven guys, and I think whatever comes out on the depth chart, if there is one after spring, it'll just give them the motivation to push harder, because I mean, nothing's really set until that first game in the fall.
Right. So the quarterback's going to be like crazy as far as what happens. I expect the spring game to maybe even be kind of longer. I remember last year with the kickers, they like had kickers kick for like 20 minutes afterwards. Yeah. They had till somebody made one.
Yeah.
And then Bobby Zalig came in, like, you know, anyway, in the mm-hmm. spring. So they were just kind of trying to figure that out. I feel like whoever's in last might have an advantage in this game because the defense might be kind of tired from having mm-hmm. played so many snaps. So I'm interested to see, like, who's in there first, who's in there last.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, yeah, it's almost like making a bid for something, you know. Oh, you want to be last almost mm-hmm. in this case and still get snaps and
yeah.
kind of it'll be interesting to see the way that goes in the spring game for sure.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think a lot of the young guys are kind of going to be focused on in the spring game. I'm not sure how many plays the vets are going to get.
That's what I'm saying. So Sullivan Gross maybe plays the first, you know, 15 plays, which might be whoever's the quarterback the first has to deal with that.
Yeah, well, Sullivan's actually no contact this spring.
Because his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, yeah. So the linebackers.
Right, yeah.
Whoever, right? I mean, yeah, you're going to see the first string early on.
Yeah, I was talking to Nick about it. Nick's like, yeah, I'm really excited for the spring game. Not sure how much I'm going to be playing.
Right.
So I think the focus is really going to be on the younger players right. because...
And the quarterbacks.
Oh, and the quarterbacks, of course. The great quarterback race. But yeah, the younger players definitely, because with all the injuries that are happening right now on the Cal Poly football team, they don't really have a choice whether or not they need to step up. They need to step up.
They just have to do it.
Yeah, and I think this spring game is going to really give them the opportunity to show themselves and prove what they can
do. For the coaches to evaluate mm-hmm. and do all that. Yeah, yeah. The running back position. So I think you see the potential this year for the Cal Poly offense to be more passing, less running. With their triple, I mean, mm-hmm. I think in terms of just plays, whether they're running the triple option or not,
mm-hmm.
I think, you know, you talk about pass plays. If you have a guy like Trosin or even Brown, I think
right.
you're going to probably maybe be passing more than you were. I don't know.
Yeah.
In that, in the past, you've had to have like four running backs who get carries,
mm-hmm.
Four guys who can get, you know, 50 plus yards in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, you have Umo.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, you have Kristan Ivory.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond those two, who are we looking at as far as guys who are going to get a substantial amount of carries, do you think?
Cole Stanford, definitely.
And I always pictured Stanford, and I know he got some carries last year, mm-hmm. but I know he was mostly featured in a lot in the passing game, too, as far as big plays go.
Yeah, he can do it all. Like, I mean, if you're going to do a big play, you're going to give it to Cole because he's going to get it done, but... Cole can do it all. He's just a great all-around player. I mean, that's why he's a captain.
So Stanford might get more carries, you think?
I think so.
Who else that we might not have kind of seen a lot of last year?
Brandon Howe. Cause, yeah,
the fullback, right?
Fullback Brandon yeah. Howe. I know he's very competitive and pretty on even ground with Gabe Umo. They're always pushing each other really hard at practice. And Brandon, when Gabe was out for
Akiniene Umo?
Yeah. Yes. Never can pronounce that. It's just go by Gabe. yeah, so... Gabe and Brandon are always competing, and Brandon does a really good job. He's always right up there with Gabe, so it'll okay. be interesting to see how he plays.
And he got some time last year.
He did. He did a great job. He got touchdowns.
Right.
He scored, so.
Right, right.
I mean, if you can do that, that's what matters.
Got it. How about, like, to replace, like, the Ivory position? So, like, Ivory might replace, like, the Deontay position from last year, but
mm-hmm.
to have that guy who gets kind of – you know, the 15 kind of to carry that load, a guy who might be a little bit quicker. Maybe that's Stanford. Maybe Stanford
yeah.
kind of slots into there. So who's the receiver that then catches passes like Stanford did last year? Willie Tucker. Okay.
Willie Tucker. I think if you're going to make a big play and you want to score the touchdown, throw it to Willie.
Willie, okay. And any other, like, skill guys who you think, like, might – who we maybe didn't see last year who might kind of
Ooh.
Make their mark this year?
Think.
We'll come back to it.
Yeah, I'll come back. I'll come back to that.
Almost stumped you. So
I know. I know
it's okay.
To think of all the guys.
It's all good. No problem. Defense. You talked about the linebackers. You mm-hmm. talked about that being a strength for sure.
Right.
Kenneth Jackson is a guy who's going to get some tryouts. It looks like with the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Nico Molino was a guy who led the country in interceptions for a while last year.
He did.
Those are, I think, the two big holes for the defense to fill. We've talked about the linebacking core. The defense, I think, coming back is really the strength. Even though last year they gave up a ton of points in the Big Sky, and I think everybody gives up a ton of points in the
mm-hmm.
Big Sky. It's just kind of the normal thing to do. What do you see for the defense kind of in the upcoming year, and who's going to replace Nico on the corner there? Do you have a picture for it? I mean, is it kind of up for grabs?
I know Vante. Vante is doing Smith-Johnson. A really good job. Yeah, Vante Smith-Johnson. He's doing a great job at practices. I mean, he's always done really well, and I think he's going to step up and play.
And he was hurt for a little while last year, I think. They had a lot of secondary injuries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our DBs are doing a great job in practice. I really enjoy watching them. They're feisty.
Yeah, some of the DB drills in those morning practices are kind of interesting as far as guys holding each other and practicing, mm-hmm. you know, practicing like bump and run coverage and yeah. things like that are really fun.
Alex Hubbard does a great job.
So he's feeling better. I know yes. he was hurt too.
Hurt. He's back. He's ready to go. He's ready to get out on the field
with again. His hair flying.
Oh yeah, with dancing, lots of dancing always.
I know when he was sitting out last year, I got a couple pictures of him on the sidelines dancing.
Oh, he always dances.
Seems like he has a lot of fun.
He is so lively out there. He's always smiling. Like, I don't think there's ever a time when he's not smiling, which is, it's great to have that kind of spirit out on the field, and it's awesome.
So what, do you think this is kind of one of the most anticipated spring games that we've had in a while? I mean, I really think it is, just because of the quarterbacks, right? I mean, I hate to, like, sum it up to that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys who the coaches get a lot of film on and learn a lot about.
Yeah.
But that's a big deal this year.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so. Any sort of quarterback race is going to be huge. I mean, you can see that at, like, USC after Matt Barkley leaving. Like, it's here as well. Doesn't matter what conference you're in, any sort of quarterback race is going to be really exciting. And I think that's why it's so anticipated. And I also think it's just because we have so many young players, and with the injuries that we do have right now, the fact that they're going to be able to come out and show what they can do. And with these new quarterbacks, it's going to be really interesting to see how they play off these quarterbacks.
I feel like one running back running the wrong way once or twice can, like, matter for a quarterback in this mm-hmm. one, too. So, yeah. like, you know, maybe, you know, one of them's in and the running back busts a play. That's a play that the quarterback didn't get to run the right way
right.
or show off. So it's going to be really, like, there's just so many things that could affect it. It's so much drama.
I know. There's so much. It's really exciting.
For a spring game, for, you know, not even during the season, it just seems there's just so many little things to look for. Who's one player that you tell fans, look for this guy over, you know, in the spring game? Somebody that, like, that's really impressed you specifically?
You know, newer guy during conference. Or
sure,
veteran.
Yeah. Maybe a newer guy.
Newer guy. There's.
I mean, you talked about Sullivan Gross. He won't be playing.
Yeah,
he had shoulder surgery in the offseason, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. On the defense, if we're talking about defensive line, I always say look at Chris Lawrence and Chris Judge.
Okay.
They're really fun to watch. They're.
Now, Judge played last year
mm-hmm.
a lot.
Yeah, so did Chris Lawrence. Okay. There are some big boys out there, and I love watching the defensive line drills. They get after it. They're aggressive and they're fun to watch. But I would definitely watch them on the D line, our linebacking core. Like I said before, I think they're potentially one of the best in the country. I really do. And I mean, Johnny Millard is definitely going to be an NFL prospect next season, so I would watch him for sure.
He'll be a senior.
Mm-hmm. He will be a senior.
And Anko will be a junior, I think.
Yes.
And
Nick DeZubnar will be a junior as well.
A junior as well. So you got some experience on that.
Yeah, definitely experience. Well. But, yeah, if you want to watch someone who's...
Most of the defense is back.
Most of the defense is back.
Everybody, but I think two or three starters generally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're mostly all back, so...
How's the offensive line health? I read that, like, a lot of the guys in the offensive line are either hurt
A lot of them are hurt. Yeah. Leffy's hurt right now. Connor Odicio is hurt, and we're replacing our center because Jeff has graduated, but he's stayed around to help out with the offensive line.
And the morning I was there, Andre Bottas was there too, hanging out.
Andre comes to practices. It's fun. It's just about being the Cal Poly family. Like, it's great to see all the old players come out, even at 6:30 a.m. They're so dedicated to this program. And, like, a few of the players, like Kevin Hess, he graduated last year. He's still out there coming out in the morning. Josh Schwaney's out there. Ryan Taylor. Like, all these guys, like, come out in the morning just to support the guys and help out. And it's just great because it's that family.
Right on. Any last things about what are the things that you've covered on your blog recently, and what do you hope to kind of cover for the spring game? For the line of scrimmage
yeah.
at what's the
calpolyfootball.wordpress.com.
There you go.
Yeah. And I've mostly been focusing on just kind of practice, what's been going on. I've been trying to keep up with the quarterback race, of course, just because it's so interesting.
Pictures from the mornings.
Yeah, lots of pictures from the morning. Pictures.
The light's great in the morning to take pictures.
Oh, like, yeah.
I took pictures of, like, the soccer and the football back-to-back, yeah. back, and it was pretty neat.
It's really fun to take mm-hmm. pictures out there. Actually, last Sunday, the football team went out and they participated in the Walk for Autism. Mm-hmm. So at this time of the year, the football program really focuses on giving back to the community. So they were able to participate in that, and it was a great turnout, and it was really successful. And then tomorrow morning, I'm actually going to be going to the Special Olympics out in Cuesta.
Is that tomorrow? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow morning with the football
Friday.
Program.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been out there a number of times.
Yeah, so we do great. That every year. It's so rewarding, and I can easily say that it's one of the guys' favorite days of the year because they just love giving back, mm-hmm. and it's awesome. And then we're going to be doing a Cinco de Mayo festival out at Pacheco Elementary on Sunday as well. So it's a lot of giving back, a lot of just philanthropy work, because we want to show the community that supports us that we support them as well.
Now, you have to go to school with these guys, but I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
On Sunday. Who's the number one? Who's the number one quarterback? What does your gut say? Don't worry, none of them listen to this.
I'm pretty sure they do.
Not to this. Come on.
I honestly can't say. I don't know. They're all so great at what they do, and I don't even know if one's gonna come out on top.
Who are your top two?
I'm not even going to go there. They're all so good. But, yeah, I don't know if even if one is going to come out necessarily on top at the end of spring because the competition is so strong. I think it might be one that rolls over into summer.
Do you think the coach would be okay with that? Like maybe having a top two and like making it roll over into summer and fall as
yeah.
far as maybe just selecting, hey, these are my two guys, the rest of everybody, you know, the other two. We'll figure something else out for, but these are my two guys that I'm kind of rolling into the, and this is maybe my third, and this
yeah,
is how I'm
rolling. I definitely think there's a very good possibility of that happening. I mean, I've played college sports, and I know, like, I've played a fall sport. I played volleyball, and going into the fall season, summer, all the positions, there's no set position. There's, everybody's out there competing, so I feel like not necessarily, the spring game is important, but while it is important and it does tell things. Nothing really is official until you are on the field at the first game.
I mean, anything can happen, right? Injuries, mm-hmm. whatever else.
Yeah.
And it's just, again, it's just, it's the off-season drama that football, yeah. I feel like football is different that way, right? The quarterback position
yeah.
in general is kind of a different one. I mean,
oh, definitely.
That it's the only position like this. I mean, if it was to select a top running back, you'd say, well, you know, that doesn't really matter. You could go into something.
Yeah.
But to have like a stable quarterback is a big deal when it comes to winning games in
yeah.
football. Bigger than any other position, any other sport, I think.
He's the leader. He's the person that has to take the team with him.
Right.
So, yeah.
Katie Ryan, I appreciate it. That was fun.
It was fun.
We'll
do this again during the summer.
We should, or right at the beginning of the year, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you going to be around this summer?
This summer, actually starting at the end of July, I will be working with the USC football program.
Uh-huh. So you're a USC girl.
I am a USC girl. I do.
You don't go to USC, but
yeah, I love the football program.
You grew up around the program.
I did.
Yeah.
So I was actually offered a job this summer to work with the football program and do media relations stuff with the sports information office.
Cool.
So I'll be working with them up through the beginning of September, but I will be up here, of course, for games, for practices. I'm going to come up here and stuff. So
till the season starts.
Right. I'll be...
Till school starts.
Till school starts, right. And then I'm going to be up... I know there's games, obviously, before school starts, so I will be up here for the games working and everything. I can't let
my
boys down.
Are there more than one game before school starts? I guess the quarter system, school starts really late, right?
Yeah, we start school around September 23rd,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah, so we'll have at least a couple games in there beforehand.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
We'll look forward to chatting with you in the, I guess it will be the summer for you
yeah.
before the season starts or during the beginning of the season. And you can catch the Cal Poly spring game at 1 o'clock at
yes,
Spanos.
Yes, kickoff is at 1.
And you can catch Katie's blog, The Line of Scrimmage, at calpolyfootball.wordpress.com. WordPress is great. Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.